Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Aliens, and outer space, and UFOs. It's one of those topics that elementary school kids love to read about, so check out this book, Aliens. Okay, you love the title, but the subtitle's where the meat of the story really is. Aliens join the scientists searching space for extraterrestrial life. It's by Joalda Maranci, with illustrations by Amy Grimes. And the subtitle's really where the meat and potatoes of the book is, because if you just look at the title, Aliens, kids might think that it's about, and only about, aliens, or what people, humans, think aliens look like. When specifically, out of about a 70-page book, only six pages are dedicated to the little green men aspect and the UFOs that might have crash-landed here or there. In reality, Aliens is more about us, humans, being the aliens, going to other planets, and how would we survive? What planets nearby could we survive? What solar systems are near there that have planets that are capable for us to live on? In reality, they're a long ways away. I think it's 40 million light years away. It's amazing to think of. I think of Aliens as kind of a book that's it's an elementary school reference book, in that it's loaded with facts, and the illustrations and the colors are really going to warm kids up. And it's got that Nat Geo Kids effect, where you can turn to any page in the book and be entertained. You'll find something that says, you know what? I like this nugget, but I want to read more about this nugget. There's a glossary in there, and the pages in the book are broken up every two pages into topics so that kids can just go read about whatever, Mars, Mercury, Venus, the gas planets, and other things that are far outside of our solar system. It's a great book, but the title might put some people off. Aliens. So check out the subtitle more than you would the title. Join the scientists searching space for extraterrestrial life, and you'll find an illustrated reference book that's going to be great for elementary school kids, fourth and fifth grade. But if you're in middle school studying the solar system or studying planets and how humans might survive out there, that could also be good for you middle school kids if it's in your library. And it's from a publisher that we really dig, Neon Squid. Most of their books that we get from Neon Squid are great because they've got this same kind of interactivity that very few illustrated books, frankly, have. So check out any of their books, Neon Squid. Aliens, going to be great for 4th through 6th. But you middle schoolers, don't ignore it, because the content is smart enough to where it will engage you also.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.